This podcast is brought to you by the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Product Center. FAPSI is part of the Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources on the campus of Oklahoma State University. Today we are here to talk to Dr. Peter Mariana, professor and food microbiologist here at FAPSI. We are going to discuss a little bit about his area of expertise in general food microbiology, lactic acid, bacteria, and foodborne pathogens.
Well, I'm Peter Mariana, a professor in the Department of Animal and Food Sciences, as well as in the Robert M. Kerr Food and Ag Products Center. I do a lot of work with companies. My appointment split is approximately 50% research, 30% extension, 20% teaching. I teach the undergraduate food microbiology and also advanced food microbiology that I co-teach with Dr. Gironi. Some of the research is a continuation of what I have done in the past. I had actually did my graduate work in bacteriocins of lactic acid bacteria. Bacteriocins are antimicrobial peptides produced by a variety of bacteria, not only lactic acid bacteria, but other bacteria. But we like to focus on lactic acid bacteria because they're a food-grade organism. They're readily consumed. They're generally recognized as safe for use in foods. Every time you eat yogurt, a spoonful of yogurt, you're eating, 10 to 100 million bacteria, live bacteria. Every time you have some sour cream, you're eating some live bacteria. Every time you drink buttermilk, for those of you that can stand drinking buttermilk, you're eating live organisms. So these organisms are safe for use in foods. But some of them, not only produce lactic acid, which is what they've normally been targeted for uses of food preservative or use in foods, but some of them also make antimicrobial peptides. And I've been looking at these bacteriocins as potential food preservatives and natural food preservatives. So we've been looking at applications, put them into on and into hot dogs to prevent the survival or growth of Listeria monocytogenes, which is a deadly foodborne pathogens that could get onto hot dogs by way of environmental contamination during manufacturing and packaging. And we're also looking at bacteriocins for other types of beneficial applications as well. And so that's one aspect of our research. Another aspect is biofilm. Biofilms are just tenacious bacteria that can hang on to and form like a film on various surfaces, and when they do so, they're hard to get off. And biofilms are also difficult to penetrate, so sanitation regimens may not penetrate the biofilm and kill them. And so if you have a biofilm developing in a food processing plant, you may get persistence of the organism or organisms, they could be multiple, in the biofilm. Sanitation sanitizers may not be effective in penetrating the biofilm to kill them. Even if you kill them and you don't remove them, they persist as a dead carpet of bacteria, of organic material that can facilitate the reattachment of subsequent bacteria to more readily form biofilm. So whether it's spoilage organisms forming a biofilm or maybe worse, pathogens, you could have these in your processing plant that either contribute to spoilage contamination or worse, pathogenic contamination of manufactured foods. So I've been working with a number of several different parallel twists. Listeria monocytogenes is a noted biofilm-forming pathogen that is a problem in ready-to-eat foods, primarily because in ready-to-eat foods, you don't necessarily recook the food afterwards. They're ready to eat. Hot dogs are considered ready to eat, even though many people will cook a hot dog, but not everybody. So uncooked, unheated, unreheated, they are cooked initially when they're manufactured, or cold cuts too. So these organisms can form biofilm. So I've worked with biofilm with Listeria in looking at the molecular basis for attachment, that if we can understand that better, we can better address how to remove them from environmental processing surfaces and so forth.
Well, thank you, Dr. Mariana, for taking the time today to discuss about your research in food microbiology. For more information about FAPSE, check out our FAPSE Connect app in the App Store or go to FAPSEconnect.com. You can also visit our website at FAPSE.biz. Thank you for listening, and be sure to come back for our next episode. You don't want to miss it.